This sounds was recorded on December 14th, 1963, medium Leslie Flint, the Archer's Circle.
Are you languid?
I am.
Weary?
Yeah, I am.
So distressed?
I am.
Get Dr. Scholl in.
Dr. Scholl?
Yes, please.
How are you?
Very well, Mickey.
Hi, Monty.
Hello there, Mickey.
Happy Christmas.
Thanks,
and
you,
Mickey.
All on you.
Thank you.
May it be the best Christmas you've ever had.
They always are, though, Mickey.
Well, they get worse as they go, don't they?
What do Christmases?
Yes.
It isn't the Christmases, it necessarily get worse as the people.
Yeah. Well, have a good last Christmas,
look at
the snow we had.
Well, what right do you want? Snow at Christmas is lovely.
I know. I said it grows to get worse.
Don't worry. Every day's a new day.
Yeah,
every morrow's a new one, isn't it?
Yeah,
more exciting than the last.
Yes, you never know your luck, mate.
I do.
Put a shilling in the slot and probably nothing will come out.
Yeah.
How are you, Joan?
Oh, very well, thank you, Mickey.
How are you coping now? All right?
Yeah. I think so.
Bit of an atmosphere, what's happening?
There's no atmosphere, is
there? You have to punch your way through it.
Oh, what's all atmosphere,
mate? I sort of sense there's something in the wind.
Expectation.
Something in the wind? Oh, we hope there is.
We have been discussing.
You're in the pool still, George?
Oh, yes, I'm getting fed up with it. I keep on looking down, going cross-eyed, trying to put a knife across.
I know one thing, when you have Kelvin Lodge built, you have to get Mr. Littlewood to lay the first stone.
Oh, I should say.
Yes, or Mr. Coates?
No, it isn't Mr. Coates either.
Oh, well, who is it then, Brian?
Mr. Shocker. He comes from Leicester.
Leicester?
Are we going to have this place built, Mickey?
Well, it looks as if something had to be done about it.
Well, we're building it, aren't we, mate?
You can't afford to buy it, so you have to have it built.
I say we are building it.
Of course you are. You look at the bricks you've already laid.
I hope so.
I didn't say dropped. Laid. What's the matter, Vinetta?
Nothing. Well, nothing.
You don't want to worry, girl.
I'm not worried.
Fight the good fight with all thy might. Fight the good fight with all thy might. You know that one?
Used to
be my school hymn. Years and years ago.
Well, it is.
Used to be the Band of Hope, didn't it, Mickey? Do you remember that?
Band of Hope and Glory. Let's enjoy ourselves this Christmas.
Yeah.
We haven't got the festive mood yet.
Oh, you will do. Get a couple of drinks, down you? Are you spending Christmas together?
Yeah.
At each other's houses? What do you mean, possibly?
Wait, we are.
Oh, are you doing peculiar again, then?
Not really.
No more than usual.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure what arrangements have been made.
Whose house are you going to?
I don't know.
Houses. We've got no rats nor mouses. Oh dear, no good meat trying to be hearty, is it? I'm trying so desperately hard to make you happy.
Well, we are happy.
Wait till it goes into the fourth edition.
Yes.
Fourth edition?
What do you think of the first edition, Mick? What do you think of the first edition?
I don't know, I'm ready.
Oh, well, yes, we are. What are you talking about the fourth one for?
Well, I was just giving you a bit of leg up.
Oh, well, right. We're looking for your opinion.
Oh, blimey, I'm not the one to give opinions, mate.
Why not?
Not where books and things are concerned.
All right, you can give us
your opinion. You've been listening then, Mick.
Well, I did sort of hear.
I can write if I'm writing about something I have in mind and making things up, but I'm very poor if I've got to put down things and make a thing up, but, you know, to sort of cover a thing up. I can only put down what I know, and that's a bit difficult, I suppose. What I know to be the truth. I don't know.
In other words, you serve up a good fresh meal, but when it comes to camouflaging yesterday's for
yes.
today, it don't work out, eh?
Not very well. Not very well. Still, as I say, we can look over it.
We can wait and see.
Well,
there's only one opinion anyway. I mean, it's just a matter of one opinion.
No, no, but it's the most important opinion. Don't forget.
Why, no, is it?
Well, know. Yes, certainly. Of course it is.
You know, it looks rather to me like if strangers are visiting your place and you've got a little ship shape and that, it looks very nice. But if you're living in it, you're very conscious of the cracks in the ceiling and all the rest of it, which other people probably don't notice, eh?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You see, people who have no feeling at all, shall we say, for Ruby, read it and accept it. But if you've got any feeling at all and somebody else puts it down in print, it's disturbing.
I don't know. I don't really know quite. Perhaps it's better than we all think, eh?
I don't know.
Not that I think very much because I ain't read it, but, I don't know, perhaps it's all right.
No, I think when you're dealing with anything on an emotional plane, I think that you are putting on a very delicate...
Well, I would say, I don't know, but I would say that when you come into spiritualism, I have yet to meet the person who doesn't come in less than a scientist, and they never come into it, of course. You come in on an emotional plane. You come in with either deep sorrow, or you come in with something of that sort. I should say that that's the way they threw the emotional body. But still, we'll do something then.
We'll see. We'll wait and see, as Ruby says so often.
Excuse me. Christmas?
No.
Just a fall on you?
No, well, Margaret and Richard may come round.
Who?
Hardly know.
Margaret and Richard may visit.
Oh, yes.
Well, have you anybody to send along there?
No, I just wondered.
Well, you can come along if you like. You've got nowhere else to go.
A bedroom.
What's you up, okay?
I need a bedroom. Turn a bedroom, I need.
What is it you need then, mate? You sound sorrowful. Can we help you?
Oh, seriously. But I think you've really got enough faith, because I know jolly well Calvary Lord is coming into being.
We've got the faith, Missy.
Yes,
of course, in man, Ruby said that it will come along and... Because everything will come along, so we're prepared to wait patiently now.
Well, I'm convinced that eventually you will have a suitable place, as has been told you, for the work of the Spirit. And you'll be helped in the position so that you can devote time and leisure to it. Don't forget, Monty's daughter didn't get married like that suddenly for nothing.
No, we thought we'd been thinking about that quite a lot.
That's the first step in the right direction,
yes.
You know.
Well,
you
didn't get Roma married
after the sixth. Well, I wouldn't wish it on
any woman. I'd wish it on the queen last time you were
down
here.
No, I don't think he's ready for marriage yet.
No.
I think he's got a lot to learn yet. He's got to be able to look after himself properly before he can start thinking about looking after someone else.
Meanwhile, I get more and more worn to a frazzle.
He ain't a bad boy.
No, he's got one or two disturbing points, making him out disturbing at times.
He lacks a driving force, an inspiration, something to strive for, work for. I think that's his immediate problem. I think until we do in life, I don't think we really move, do we?
I could say, but I'm not saying
that. No, that's you, Mickey.
Keep my trap shut.
That's right.
Oh, Joan, she laughs at me, don't you, Joan?
You got into trouble before about that,
Mick? Careful, Mick.
Why? I won't say nothing unkind.
No, we don't want to tell you.
I'm very fond of everybody,
yeah.
But I'm not so fond that I can't see their faults, because that would be wrong.
That's fair enough.
Well, I haven't done anything.
I don't condemn no one for nothing. I just sometimes think if only they think a little more deeply and act a little more... sensibly or seriously, life could be much happier and pleasanter for them and for other people. Well, excuse me while I sort of hold the fort.
You weren't thinking of anything particular just then, were you?
Well, it had its meaning. If the cap fits, you know.
Hold the fort for I am coming, wasn't it?
Well, I failed to see it. Have you failed in some way?
I frequently fail, Monty. I don't know about you.
Well, I think to fail and to know the reason why you failed is a good thing, and try to rectify it, don't you? So many people fail and curse other people.
Well, after all, said Mary, it's through failure you get success, isn't it?
Yes, look at the success that should be coming to you. Ah! Montague. My friend Montague.
Well, you're going to start singing, has anybody yet seen Monty?
Has anybody yet seen Kelly? K-E-W-Y. You know that one?
Yeah.
Miss McKaylee, my little Katie. She's the only girl that I adore. Miss McKaylee, my little Katie, waiting at the kitchen door, whatever it is.
When the moon shines on
the house. When the moon shines on the house, yeah.
I'll be waiting at the kitchen.
That's right. I remember all them old ones.
You do? Yeah. You don't remember them.
You're not really with it, are you, Mickey?
Yeah.
I've been all the old ones back, mate.
You should be with the Beatles now.
You know what my favourite is, don't you? I'm the Sheik of Araby.
Don't find that on me.
Your love belongs to me. Asleep into your tender creep. That shirt, la la. That's what I used to sing, didn't I?
I don't know. I never heard any rude words to be within those days.
No, he's wearing a suit.
Wearing a suit.
Oh.
What's wrong with the baby in your throat, will it? Hold on. Get back to my sewing machine.
What are you making, Mick?
That's Mick Rose.
You're on a stitch in time, Mick.
And your baby in your throat, that's
right. Everybody seems very happy.
Yes.
Mickey is full of jollity.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Well, I suppose the first thing I should say to you is very happy Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I hope the new year will bring us the fulfillment, at least, of some of our hopes.
I hope so.
And I see no reason why, to some extent, that should not be true. I have great faith in the future of our work, because we all realize that the work itself is much more important than us.
Yes.
We are but the instruments of a greater power, as I've always said. And we must prepare ourselves for greater service, no matter how much it may take from us. It is all for the good of the work that we must think, not personal selves. You know, you have been very patient. And George just now said something about patience. I think you have been very patient, and I know that you will continue to be patient, because that patience will find its true reward with time. And all these say, oh, time, time, time. Oh, what is this business? We keep waiting, waiting. But it will come. Of that I am convinced. All that I and others here have prayed for and hoped for and are working for, eventually it will come to pass. That I am convinced. You must not lose faith. Now, what should we talk about? Let's make this a chatty do. After all, it is Christmas, and perhaps we can have a little conversation, you know, together, without trying to go too deep, huh?
Well, I thought that Lynn would like to discuss the book a little bit. Would you be prepared to go into that?
Of course, if you feel you wish to discuss it.
Well, it's the beginning of the book, I think, is the...
Every book must have a beginning. What is the main concern?
It's a letter he doesn't approve of the beginning at all, really. And he thinks that I should either do away with that part. I don't think he's read the rest very carefully, because he hasn't had the time, but the beginning is definitely against his approval. I don't quite know how to handle it, really. He thinks it's far too emotional. I don't hide the fact, of course, that I was always very fond of you, or that I loved you. Let's put it into straight
language. Well, that is all very true, but of course, I suppose it is difficult to...
I haven't put it in...
...know how people will react to it. It's always difficult to write the truth. It is always easy to write fiction.
Yeah, I don't find that, I'm afraid. See, that's the trouble. I'm left with something that's too, you know, you're going to write a lot of fiction and sidestep.
Well, I think, for one thing, there is still much more that I want to say, must say, which is of importance, which could be incorporated in the book. I personally, perhaps it is the way I feel about it, that probably the book is not really yet finished. There's so much more that is to come. Of course, that can continue in other books.
Yes, I think so, because, I mean, so this, even as it stands, you see, it's pretty well, it's long enough for a book. Do you understand what I mean?
But I think there is some truth in the aspect of the emotional reaction, you know, but I don't see how it can be avoided.
No, I don't, really. That's why I've not really, you know, come out against it, because I don't see how you can leave it.
I mean, I can hide it all up under a lot of phrases.
But you think discerning people obviously see underneath.
Well, if they've got any sense, they will, yes. But, that's why I thought the only way to overcome that is to...
But I think what the main trouble is, of course, is that so many people will jump to the wrong conclusion. You know, people will always think the wrong things or the worst things in preference to the good things. And I can see that there could be some difficulty here, and perhaps people thinking it was the vaporings of an emotional character.
You see, he thinks they won't go on reading it. Later on, of course, that's completely ironed out, you see.
Yes, I know, but I suppose it depends. I suppose there is a certain amount of truth in that, but it's very difficult for me to say. I really don't know quite, because I feel that there's so much that we have put into the book which is of such great value, otherwise we would not consider working on it or doing it in the first place. But if there is a personal sort of emotional thing, it may have some effect on the book in regard to it being published. I don't know sufficiently about publishers,
but
I do know enough about people, and I suppose they are hypercritical, and I suppose one has to be careful. One has to avoid making things sometimes too obvious. Otherwise they might think that it was written by someone who is very emotional and unstable. I think you have to prove your stability.
Well, that's what I had done. As a matter of fact, I mean, the other people have read it, you know. I mean, the person that edited it, for instance, was a scientific mind, and they accept it. You see, people will accept you more who are more distant from you, if you understand what I mean. Leslie's so involved with you himself that this is immediately a range of mountains to him.
Then maybe it is possible that you are speaking the truth.
Yes,
because
I
am the last person who wants any emotional gloss, you know. I don't want that at all. I had too much of it when I was on your side,
yes,
and it was embarrassing and difficult
that's
to deal with.
That's why I have written about you.
And that's why it could be bad if it were in any way considered to be from that angle, personal emotional angle. It's a very dangerous approach, especially for a book such as this, which after all is a serious book dealing with the philosophy and the teachings of the spirit, which affects all human beings. The personal self, that's why I'm not so keen about myself being, as I said to you, it's not me, it's what is said through me that matters.
But they've got to learn to accept it from you, haven't they?
Of course they have.
And while you remain just a film star, they won't, will they?
And after all said and done, although I am not blowing for myself the trumpet, when I was on your side, I hope I can say this, and I'm sure I can say it with truth. Not an uneducated person.
No.
I was a person of some learning and culture.
Yes.
I was not the moron that so many people may have thought, you know. I did the things that were of the mind and of the spirit, and I was interested, as you know, in this truth, in this subject. And although I did not have the opportunity to delve very deeply into it, and there were certain aspects of it that made me a little nervous. At the same time, I did believe in life after death, and I did believe in communication. But I did not necessarily accept everything that was told me. I tried to approach it intelligently, and that's why I think the book must be written, and it must be presented in that way, intelligently. And I think that, generally speaking, you have, but I think that there is this possibility that some people would assume that it was written by an emotional person.
Oh, it's a pity you didn't say this before, after it's been written for how long now, that part of it.
But
you see, you said in the beginning it was quite a good beginning. I mean, I'm losing confidence in it, also in the bed. I mean, to say I haven't got confidence in the last part. So, I mean, oh, quite frankly, I don't know whether...
Well, the only thing is, if you miss a bit, it's all published.
No, I don't.
Well, you have to do
it. I think you are getting a little too intense about this.
Too intense about it.
You asked my opinion, and I'm trying to tell you what I think. I think that the book has great merit. Otherwise, we would not have worked on it. I would not have expended so much time and energy ever seeing any more than you would. But I suppose we have to try and see it from every angle.
Had it not struck you before?
Not so forcibly, possibly, no. As it does at the moment. Possibly there again you can say that it has more forcibly struck me because of the discussion you had before you came in here.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not going to rule out the possibility that, after all, you know as well as I do that if two people work closely together, whether those two people are on your side or on one is on this and one on your side, there's bound to be a sort of a rapport of mind, and to some extent it cannot be avoided. And if one has similar interests and similar desires, those things do become, as it were, very much of the same, on the same level. And I suppose if the medium feels that there is this possibility, that yeah. It will be not accepted because of what he feels is the very thing one wants to avoid, that is the things that cause so much concern in regard to myself when I was on your side, and indeed since I have passed, so this highly emotional sort of reaction to me as a person, rather than to an intelligent acceptance of myself as a actor and a personality, and I hope a man. Mm-hmm. You see, I feel that one has got to take a middle course, and perhaps it is that I haven't seen it as clearly as perhaps I may sense or feel it now. Perhaps it is that I am receiving these thoughts to some extent by what has been said previously to coming in here.
Yes.
It's very difficult.
Yes,
you,
know,
you must
I
accept
know.
That.
Yes.
And if the medium feels such a strong reaction, it is possible that I feel, and I think it is so, that he may be right, which makes me, like you now, a little uncertain, you see.
Yes,
is it right, you see?
Yes.
A long time ago, when we discussed the book, I had, because I'm so close with you, I knew what you were putting down. I didn't have to pick up a book and read it. I don't have to do that. I can know what is in your mind. And I realized, but you see, we are all so closely linked in this, that we see it from our own angle. We see it from our own aspect. We see it from our own emotional wavelength, you know.
Yes.
We are all so much in tune on this. But perhaps we have not thought seriously or deeply enough how it might react in certain ways, certain parts of the book, to complete and absolute strangers.
Yeah.
And perhaps it is that we are right, or perhaps it is that we are wrong. It is very difficult for any one of us to be sure. I do feel that there is this possibility that it could be misunderstood or misinterpreted or give you a wrong impression, perhaps in the leading into the subject matter, which is after all the important part.
Yes, right.
We have to be careful that we don't destroy what is so good by something which is not wrong or bad in itself, but which in the reading of it could be misinterpreted or misunderstood. After all, we are concerned with spiritual things. And a lot of people, as you well know, the vast majority of people in your world, do not know what the meaning of the term is when you refer to spiritual love.
No,
when the word love is mentioned, invariably people think of a physical, material conception. And it is this aspect, of course, that we must avoid.
Yes. Yes. Yes, well, of course, it isn't there at all, really. But, I mean, the point is, we can go over that again.
We'll, you see, I suppose it is important. Let's face the fact. It is most important that... when you are bringing readers into what you have written, you are encouraging them to continue to read that which you have put down, that they should have a pretty good idea of the type of person that is writing the book. In other words, you must build up confidence, give them confidence in the personality and the individual who is responsible for the production of the book, whether it is the person who is writing it on your side or the influence on the entity from this side, in this case particularly, that is endeavoring to bring the book into being. In other words, people are going to be curious, naturally, about the person who has written the book, and also curious about the person who has inspired the book. And therefore, I suppose we must put ourselves, both of us, clearly in the picture, in the beginning, so that people can accept us reasonably and intelligently and say, well, these people are not just morons, they're not just people who are highly emotional and going to give us a lot of nonsense. In other words, we've got to get a vote of confidence before we can hope for the book to be accepted. And that's why I suppose it is true to say that the opening chapters must, to some extent, clear the field for what is to follow. And I think possibly, I don't know exactly whether this is so or not. Have you done this correctly or not? Have you prepared the field? Have you prepared the way sufficiently to give people confidence to continue to read the rest, which after all is all that matters?
How do I know that, Rudy? You see,
well, that's the point. How do I know? You see, I mean, I can only feel at the moment, rightly or wrongly, the reaction that I get from the medium who I have to use. In his thought aura, in his auric emanation, there is this sort of tremendous sort of feeling, now there is going to be more misunderstanding about Rudy, more sort of build-up of emotionalism, which is the very thing that one wants to avoid, you see. Mm. I may be that he is wrong. I'm not saying he is right or he is wrong. But I do feel that I think it could do with some serious thought.
The book, his name is in the book, so we've got to take his opinion.
No, I don't think... No. I don't agree with that altogether. Yeah. Just because the person is the medium, they should be, in a sense, encouraged and they should be considered. That's true. But at the same time, if they are a sincere person, if they are a real medium in the true, honest sense of the word, then they realize that they are, in a sense, the least important. Because, after all, there is no, should not be too close association. I've just, for instance, mentioned that you cannot avoid this association of mind where there are people involved who are very much in sympathy and harmony and are working together to do certain things that are good. But the whole thing is that when it comes to presenting something which is of intelligence, something that is of value, something that is truly of the spirit, then the more we can, as it were, separate ourselves from the medium, the better it is. What I'm trying to convey here is, of course, when it comes to the material issues, which this book has its material issue, you cannot avoid the effect of the mind of the instrument or the people concerned on the earth. But when it comes to the spiritual, then, of course, obviously, we must and we do have to work far removed from the medium. I'm not suggesting by that the medium hasn't got spiritual aspirations or spiritual reactions and so on, and has not spiritual inclinations. But sometimes they're difficult to see, let's face it. I mean, I don't wash the linen, you know what I mean?
I know what you
mean. What I want you to know is that I am naturally concerned with your own feelings and emotions about what you have done in the book. I think you have done a remarkable job in certain respects. I think you've done a very wonderful job. But there is this feasible possibility that the medium could be right.
Yeah.
It's because always with my name, as you know, has been associated this strong sort of emotionalism,
yes,
you see.
Yes, I know.
And is that, if it is in the book for some people to see, other people may not even see it.
No, that is the
point. The point is that it could be damaging.
Yes.
But then again, it may not be so with a lot of people, perhaps a vast majority of people. But then again, no one can write a book, whether it is you or me or any of us, that's going to please everybody.
I know that.
Someone's going to be disappointed.
Why?
Somebody's going to say it's a lot of tosh.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
How can you?
You see, one girl, a girl that worked for Victor Galland, she said to me, she said, you're not being true to yourself, Lynn. She said, you're not really opening yourself enough. I said, oh, God, I said, I've done more than I intended.
Well, I think
you're
that
holding
I would suggest that at this stage, to hold the book in abeyance, to really consider this particular chapter that causes great concern. If you feel after time it can be rewritten in a different way, then I would do it.
Yeah.
But in the early part of the new year, then I think you'll be able to see it perhaps yourself. You see, you've been living too long with the book. You know that perhaps it is not possible for you to see quite clearly. At the moment you are on the, or have been, shall we say, on the wave, you know, of, well, now it is finished, you know.
Well,
let us get it published. But that may be a good thing. But at the moment, I think it would be a good idea to let it rest for a month or perhaps a little longer to see. And then perhaps go through it. Mm-hmm. And particularly this chapter, which seems to cause some upset, and perhaps rewrite it. Mm-hmm. And after a time, perhaps by February, then you can sort of present it to the publisher.
Yes.
You know,
I
think it is best for us to let it wait a little longer. After all, it's been waiting a long time, in a sense.
Yes.
It won't matter if it is another 2 or 3 months. I think it would be wiser from everyone's point of view, and you will be able to go into it more seriously. Not you haven't gone very seriously into it, but what I mean is to reconsider and reread and perhaps rewrite.
Yes.
You know, certain parts of it.
Yes.
I don't think you should be disturbed about it. This is a good thing, not a bad thing.
Oh, yes.
You know, when we can sit down and we can discuss this, mm-hmm. quite like we are doing, you know, and realize the possibilities, perhaps we could even do better.
Yes.
It's a good thing. Oh. It is better to do that than to rush out and perhaps have it sent back just because of some defects which could have so easily been remedied.
Quite.
Perhaps, which is that we live so...